The 68th Legislative Assembly recently wrapped up in Bismarck. We are visiting with Deputy Director Scott Peterson to talk about how our hunters, trappers, and anglers fared this legislative session. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Scott, what role does the Game and Fish Department play in the legislative process?
So Mike, I think the best way to answer that would be to preface this statement by saying that first of all, the Game and Fish Department is what we call a special fund agency, which means that we receive no general tax dollars. All of our funding comes from the sale of hunting, fishing, trapping licenses. Having said that, though, we are still bound by state law. And so even things like, for instance, our budget bill, we have to get spending authority from the Legislative Assembly. And so this year, our budget bill is Senate Bill 2017. And of course, we have to go before several committees to get that approved, which we ultimately did. So that's what we do. We monitor bills, and we monitor each of those bills that would have either a direct or indirect impact on the business that we do in managing the resources for our customer base.
Scott, at the beginning of the session, which started in early January, Game and Fish was following roughly 20, just a little over 20 bills.
Correct.
Some passed, some failed. Let's go over some of the passed and failed bills. Let's start out with the one that received probably one of the most attention during the session, and that's House Bill 1151.
Yeah, and House Bill 1151, if it had passed, would have removed the department's authority to regulate hunting big game over bait. It passed the House, ultimately failed the Senate, and I guess in summary, I would say that we based our position and our testimony on the science behind chronic wasting disease.
Okay, let's move on to House Bill 1233, which allows youth hunters, 11, 12, and 13-year-olds to hunt during the regular season.
That's correct. And so really there are two youth seasons here in North Dakota. There's a youth season for 11, 12, and 13-year-olds, and there's another one for 14 and 15-year-olds. There's a couple differences between the two. The 11, 12, 13-year-olds can harvest antlerless whitetail only. The 14 and 15-year-olds can harvest antlered deer. But one of the differences in the two previous to this session was that those 14 and 15-year-olds, if they didn't harvest a deer during the 9.5-day September youth deer season, they could harvest that or try to harvest that deer during the regular deer gun season. That wasn't the case for 11, 12, and 13-year-olds until this past session. And so with the passage of 1233, those 11, 12, and 13-year-olds, if they don't harvest their deer during the regular youth deer season, they can try to fill that tag during the regular deer gun season.
Okay, let's move on to House Bill 1260, and that's a habitat program for landowners.
Well, it actually kind of does two things. First of all, it allows the department to develop habitat programs with landowners without the requirement of public access. And secondly, it allows the department to issue special antlerless elk tags to landowners that meet certain public access requirements. So a little incentive for those landowners out there who manage elk on their property to allow for public access, public access.
Sure, let's move on to House Bill 1377. And this isn't the first time this bill's come up. It's about party hunting.
It is, and again, if it had passed, it would have allowed a party of 10 or fewer people to party hunt for deer. And ultimately that failed the House, didn't get out of the House of Origin.
Okay, let's move on to House Bill 1409. That is for a non-resident youth hunter.
Correct, 1409, so 1409, previous to this legislative session, there was a provision in state law that required us, if we were going to issue a non-resident, and we're talking about youth who are less than 16 years of age, in order for us to issue a non-resident youth a license at resident youth prices, they would have had to have a reciprocal program in their state. This bill now removes the reciprocal provision of state law. So basically it allows the department to issue non-resident youth licenses to those less than 16 years of age, a resident general hunting license, and so they can hunt upland game, waterfowl, basically everything except for the lottery type licenses.
The entire season.
The entire season.
Scott, another bill that received a lot of attention this legislative session was House Bill 1538, and that was the fishing tournament.
House Bill 1538 changes how the Game and Fish Department regulates fishing tournament. And first of all, it did pass, and it does several things. The first thing it does is it establishes for each fishing tournament now will be required to pay a $75 application fee to the department. It also establishes a conservation fee, which will now be negotiated between the tournament sponsor and a representative of a fishing league or the fishing tournament. And so that's not a set amount. It also requires or basically exempts nonprofit from that conservation fee. It places a $5 surcharge on all non-resident anglers. And then it also establishes a fisheries conservation fund, and that fisheries conservation fund will be used to fund things like fishing infrastructure improvements and conservation projects of that sort.
Scott, I mean, you can find all the details on that bill and all of the bills that we followed this legislative session. Where can people find that?
On our website. It's a great resource. During the session, we track those. I always say this, it's almost real time. But yeah, go to gf.nd.gov and go to outdoor legislation, and we track those up to the minute. And so now that the session's over, you'll be able to see exactly the status of every bill that we tracked.
A lot of great information, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you.